AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. And what a great way, Eric, to start off a Monday. Intestinal parasites.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. Give me some dipping sauce. Apparently, this is serious, though. 200 people in four states have been infected with intestinal parasite after eating prepackaged vegetable trays sold by Del Monte Foods. I got the broccoli and parasites. What do you expect? According to the CDC, 212 people in Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota have become ill with cyclopariasis. As of Thursday, the parasite which causes the intestinal illness was found in 6-ounce, 12-ounce, and a big old 28-ounce vegetable tray containing fresh broccoli, cauliflower, celery sticks, carrots, and dill dip, as well as parasites. They stole it in select retailers. The stores this was sold in, I guess the one that would most mean to the Metro would be Quick Trip. Quick Trip, Quick Star, Demons, Sentry, Potash, Meehan's, Country Market. There might be some Country Market still around. Food Max Supermarket and Peapod. The parasites can be found in the veggie packs, been linked to various stomach illnesses, can also cause fever and fatigue. So far, no one's been killed, thank goodness, by this. But word to the wise, you are going to eat healthy today. Boy, do we have a surprise for you. So we'll watch out once again. It's Del Monte food trays. And they very clearly say Del Monte on them. And you'll find them, I think, mainly Quick Trip is the metro area place for them. So be careful.
I wonder if they have any sales going on right now.
I guess.
Trying to get rid of those.
They're in the discount bin. Enjoy. Democrat of the day. Oh, you know, there are some seats I really want to flip to the Democrats. There are some seats. One of those seats would be 8B. Now, you might be saying, hey, that sounds familiar. Mary Franson's seat is 8B. Gail Culp is joining us. She is the DFL-endorsed candidate. She is going to be taking on Mary Franson in November, and she's kind enough to join us today to talk about her campaign. Hi, Gail. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Of course, let's find out, first of all, who is Gail Culp?
Well, Gail Culp is a homegrown product born here in Alexandria. And spent about two-thirds of my life in Minnesota as a resident. And the other third I spent as a mother and worker in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay. So, and, you know, two lovely places, actually, I will say that. But it's good to have you back here in Minnesota. When did you guys move back to Minnesota? How many years ago?
In 2000.
All right. Well, and it's hard to leave once you come back. It's just a lovely state. I love it here.
Well, we came back to help my mom. She was getting older, and she needed somebody nearby, and she wasn't going to move, so we did.
Well, good for you, and I'm glad you're here. And let's, you know, one day you woke up. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to run for House Seat 8B?
Well, I think it was probably because I watched how the legislature just frittered away their time and didn't accomplish anything. And they pretended, I mean, they were very busy having meetings, but things weren't getting done. Everything got left till the last minute. And, you know, and then it was some secret. Oh, dear, I've got a call coming in. Where's that from? Glad I'm on the home phone, right? Anyway, that was the thing. I couldn't figure out why in the world people would go to office and then not do the things that they said they were going to do.
There is a, and this is not just Mary Franson, the Republican Party as a whole, their dishonesty on this level, the way that they don't have any intent of really doing anything until the last second, where at the last second, these bills that have never seen the light of day, that have been written by lobbyists, that have been written by people out of the state, have been pushed through by Kurt Dowd. And what Kurt Dowd demands from Mary Franson and every Republican is a lapdog yes vote when they say so. We saw that numerous times when they said the hands-free phone bill. That they put on out there, and the fact that all Republicans voted against it because Kurt Dowd told them to vote against it. You know, it's stuff like that. I mean, that's ineffective government that's just failing the constituents that have elected these people to go there. You didn't vote for Mary Franson just to basically be a rubber stamp for Kurt Dowd.
Well, even worse, Matt, she won't meet with her constituents unless they vote for her or agree with her.
Oh, that's common in those Republicans, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it was very obvious in December when she refused to meet with the high school Dems here in Alexandria. her constituents ready to vote this year, and she didn't have time for them.
When you're on the ground there, because, I mean, Mary Franson is, of course, a lot of people in the metro area know exactly who Mary is. I mean, she's been an embarrassment, frankly. I mean, let's just call it what it is. And she said some in wildly inappropriate things. She accused hungry people of being wild animals. She has been a pretty major embarrassment to the state of Minnesota. You know, how is she perceived, though, on the ground there? Because, once again, we see these stories and we kind of get the sensationalism out of it. Do the people there, I mean, those races have been closed, and this is supposed to be a pretty safe Republican district, but Mary Franson has a few times just escaped by the skin of her teeth. And it almost kind of makes me wonder, you know, do most of the people you feel in 8B feel they're getting a good result with Mary Franson?
I would say most of the people don't even pay any attention. That's the problem. If they paid any attention, they'd know they weren't getting much for their dollar. And she's the second highest spender when it came to their expense accounts for 2017. Second highest spender in the Minnesota House. She lives 143 miles from St. Paul. The only committee that she chairs is the Subcommittee on Child Care Access and Affordability, and the only meeting minutes that I've noticed anything of on the website, all those meetings were held in St. Paul, and they were held during legislative sessions. So I don't know where all these expenses are coming from, but there's 13 other cities that are over 200 miles from St. Paul, yet she is the second highest spender.
I think that should be looked into, for goodness sakes. We shouldn't.
I think it's appalling.
It absolutely is, and it's just, once again, another example of the broken system. When Republicans get in charge, it's about themselves. It's not about the constituents. Of course, 8B represents Alexandria, Carlos, Nelson, seven other townships, Eastern Dougling County, Deer Creek, Henning, New York Mills, Ottertail, 26 townships in Eastern Ottertail County as well. What do you, if you go into the House, and we'd love to have you there, I think you've got a good chance at knocking out Mary Franson. If you go to St. Paul, what would you like to deliver for 8B?
Well, the thing I hear most when I knock on doors is people are struggling with health care. So that's the thing that we were promised they were going to fix. You know, it was all the problem. Minsure was the problem. And they were going to fix that. Turns out their fix this year was $800 million to go to the insurance companies so that they might lower some of their premium charges. We'll wait and see how that turns out. I'm not holding my breath. That's one thing. The other thing that we need to take a look at is making sure that our education and child care options are the best that we can provide for the people, for the children and their families here in Minnesota. We know through the research, and there's an article in the Tribune that talks about it, every dollar spent on early childhood education has the propensity or the possibility of saving taxpayers $16. 16-to-1 investment. Who wouldn't take that? The Republicans.
Well, and you mentioned that that's her committee, and she's not delivered on that promise of cheaper and better health care and child care options as well for children in the state. She, you know, Mary Franson has not delivered on that.
No, and her idea of options is, I think, to use vouchers so that families can send their children to parochial schools, and I'm opposed to that. Public education is where we level the playing field. Give everybody the opportunity to succeed by giving them the best education they are able to achieve and retain.
And basically, all the voucher systems do is take taxpayer dollars out and give it to private individuals.
Exactly.
And that's a bad case. I will say, too, there is a solution here. And I know at outstate schools, they've got a very legitimate gripe about the funding situation. And, you know, it from what I've read about this, this is something that could be fixed pretty relatively easily by setting standards for districts and stuff that the state will help come in and help fund these issues. So it's kind of a twofold process. Not only is she trying to ship taxpayer dollars off to private entities, but there is an easy solution here that the Republicans just refuse to do because it's almost like they'd rather have the schools having financial problems so that they can try to take that taxpayer money to give it to private businesses versus actually fixing the system. We can fix the funding system for outstate Minnesota schools. It just needs to be done, and the Republicans are just not doing it.
Exactly. And they always talk about, well, you know, it's all about priorities. And I'm going, yes, exactly. Let's get our priorities straight. Let's make sure we're making decisions that are going to improve the lives of people in Minnesota, and for me, especially the people here in 8B.
One of the things I've talked to some of the people who are running for outstate seats a little bit is this trade issue, because obviously there's a lot of bravado coming from our current president, who is also a Republican, and it is putting a lot of fear into farmers, and particularly the soybeans and the pork industry, currently here in Minnesota, especially in western Minnesota. Have you talked to people down there that are concerned at all about this? Because, I mean, this is a real threat that we could end up, I mean, China, Mexico, these are some of our, Canada, they're some of our largest trade partners on some of these crops and some of these, and on pork. And right now it looks like we're going to have a tough year for an industry where the margins for these farmers is not exactly a lot of money.
Well, and even worse, the dairy farmers are really struggling, and that doesn't have anything to do with tariffs. We can't afford to lose the agricultural piece to our economy. It's central. It's not only central to our economy, it's central to our way of life out here. And I think, you know, yes, have I heard about it? Yes, I've heard about it. And I get information through the Minnesota Farmers Union organization and from the Farm Bureau organization and, of course, from the farmers right here in the district.
You talk about this impact, and let's take it back to that first issue you brought up, which is health care. Today, yeah. The Minnesota health plans would collectively take a financial hit of $72 million. Reminder, when Donald Trump came into office, he said he was going to get cheaper health care, that was going to be better coverage. That's been a complete lie. Now he's actually taking away the funds from the federal government to subsidize these health care plans for Minnesota. $72 million, that's going to trickle down to the customer. When you talk about the dairy farmers and their margins and how tough that's been for them, pork farmers, soybean farmers, one of the real big crimes here is that we're not dealing with the health care situation, because it's stuff like this, the Republicans' failure to deliver on this, and with you're talking about the state Republicans, but on a national level as well, the farmers are the ones that are really feeling the pinch on this.
And it breaks my heart. My dad was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Raised by farmers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's not right. And we do need to fix it, and we can fix it. But we just need to make sure that in this red district, that we have a blue wave. And one of the ways we're doing that is making sure that we're getting out and finding voters that are definitely going to vote for Culp. We find those that may be leaning toward Culp, and then we find those who are still undecided, and then we persuade them to vote for me, mm-hmm. because that's what's going to make the difference for them, to actually see somebody go to work and work for them.
Well, and it's so important to get into the voters' faces and point out, you guys have banked everything on these people and they're not delivering for you, and at least get them thinking about this. Once again, Gail Culp is joining us. 8B is the district. It's Mary Franson's seat. We would love to take that one and turn it blue. If you would like to help, now, Gail, I'm presuming you need some volunteers. Do you have any events coming up here that you need door knockers or phone callers for?
I'll tell you what, we still are in parade season.
Ooh.
And this coming Friday, we have a parade in Henning, Minnesota, which is a nice little town up in Otter Tail County, eastern Otter Tail County. And it's pretty easy to get to, actually, from almost anywhere, except maybe northern Otter Tail County, meaning the northwestern part. There's a lot of lakes in the way. But we'll be there, and that's an evening parade on the 13th Friday. Friday the 13th. It won't be unlucky, I promise. And then on the 21st of July, we have a parade in the afternoon in Miltona. And that's about 15 miles north of Alexandria, just right off Highway 29.
And that was the 21st you said it was?
First one is Henning, and then the second one on the 21st is Miltona.
Miltona on the 21st. All right. So Friday, you need people up and to Martin's Parade. What's the name of the festival the parade's for?
It's just called Henning Fest.
Okay. All righty. So
now Miltona is Tornado Days. Now that's a name for a festival.
That's a great name for a festival. All right. Well, you got Henning Fest, you got Tornado Days in Miltona. If you would like to, everyone I want to listen to out there. We need to send Democrats. Help your local Democrat by all means. But in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, there's a lot of Democrats who are relatively safe. Give them a hand. Make sure you give them a donation. But what I want you to do is find 5 outstate Democrats running in Republican districts. Mary Franson's seat is one we'd love to win. You can send yourself out there, go out and enjoy the parades, do some door knocking for these candidates, help out any way you can, make a donation. This is how you make a blue wave happen. You can't just expect these things to occur on themselves. We need to get out there and give Gail as much help as possible. Gail Culp 8B is the district. It's gailculp.com, correct?
Yes, sir, and you can get more information about how to contact us on the Get Involved page. Just send us an email that way so we have contact information and include what activity you are interested in, what dates you're available, and we will get back to you. We've got a Cracker Jack volunteer coordinator, and she'll be in touch.
It's gailculp.com, gailkulp.com. I'll link to all this later on today. Gail Culp, 8B Democrat of the Day. Gail, thank you much for the time. I really do appreciate it today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Gail Culp joining us. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having its annual store-wide sale. For the entire month of July, all of our indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at their lowest price of the year. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we display, explain, and install the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of indoor and outdoor stoves and fireplaces, including metal and masonry pizza ovens.
As a Minnesota native, I know I cannot change the weather. How I experience the weather, that is my choice. I have an energy-efficient wood stove from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Having a fire makes Minnesota so much warmer. Having a wood stove means more than low heating bills. The heat is moist, the view mesmerizing. Our wood stove improves the mood of winter. It warms our heart as well as our home.
Come see us. We have over 35 working displays in our store, which is just off I-94 at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are now in our third year of broadcasting on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. MinPost has called us one of the 22 most independently entertaining and cool radio shows in the Twin Cities. We feature cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states every Saturday at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at minnesotaatheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Buy two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is incredibly important that these next few weeks, that if you can get some time to get outstate Minnesota and go help a DFL candidate in outstate Minnesota, to do so. It is vitally important for a very specific reason, is that there are Trump supporters who are going to watch their farms disappear because of Donald Trump, and still claim he's the greatest president ever. And the reason why is because that they feel as if he validates their ability to be able to scream at minorities. I wrote a lot about this in the blog post, 19% of the American people are jerks. It's an endearing little story. You can read 19% of the American people are jerks on Progressive Citizen X. But the reality is they're always going to love him. And so they could come in, their farm has been foreclosed, the house is on fire, and he is in bed with their spouse having sex, and the first thing they'll say is, "Damn Democrats! Damn Hillary Clinton!" And that is because they are broken. They are broken to the core. You can't help that. But there are a lot of Republicans who are out there who basically are just going along with this. And at the very least, you can make them think. Make them think. And the first thing, did you hear what I said to Gail there? The first thing you should say, you go to these doors. Healthcare. Oh, Barack Obama. So, well, that was 2 years ago, and President Trump campaigned on getting you better healthcare that was cheaper. And he himself has done in these subsidies for the state plans. And so henceforth, you're insurance is going to skyrocket right now because of Donald Trump. And by the way, he brought back pre-existing conditions. That's Donald Trump. And are your Republican representatives saying how outraged they are about this? Because they were sure outraged when President Obama went and took all those garbage insurance plans that were covering you and told them, no, you can't give them a garbage insurance plan anymore. You have to give them a legit insurance plan. And you guys got all upset because you had garbage insurance and because Barack Obama saved you from basically spending money on a plan that was not going to deliver anything for you, you act like, you raised my insurance. Yeah, by giving you actual insurance. That's what President Obama had done. But now, you basically don't, you're not going to have any insurance. You like planting crops? You like farming? You like delivering a product to the markets? Well, can you imagine what happens when our markets go away and all of a sudden you have, 20 cents on a bushel? That's what you're going to get because they've got piles of that stuff over at the co-op. When you lose 2/3 of the cost per head of pork, how's that going to feel? You're going to really feel that Donald Trump's doing you any good? You got to make these people think, and you're not going to convince them. And they're going to sit there and say, I like Trump, and they're going to close the door. But then they're going to start thinking, and they're going to start. If you can get them to think, that's where you start to win. And granted, there are a tremendous amount of people in 8B who have not really thought about their representation. But Mary Franson is an absolute nightmare, and I would love to see her seat go to the Democrats. And you can help that out by helping in her campaign, by helping by giving her a donation. Tornado days in Miltona. Wow, that sounds like a blast. Okay, sorry. But you can go out of there, and how about that? Just walking in a parade and helping out in that way. Don't tell me that wouldn't be a lot of fun. Of course it's a blast. I want to once again encourage you, get out there. Gail Culp, once again, Gail Culp, GAILKULP.com. Go help out her campaign, make a donation, volunteer. She was the Democrat of the day. And get out there and challenge these Republicans. The one thing the Republicans are not banking on is Democrats flooding into Republican districts and challenging them on the streets. And they're not ready for that. And so put them back on their heels. And healthcare is a huge issue. Hold on, Gary. We'll get your call after the break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Take a break. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
When you think of a Russian souvenir, I bet that Matryoshka, the nesting doll, is the first thing that comes to mind. I'm happy to say that our exhibition of these Matryoshka dolls, which delighted thousands of families over the holidays, has been extended through August 11th. Whether you're from Moscow or Mankato, you'll be stunned by the variety, shapes, and intricate details of this massive collection. Deals on Groupon. Visit us today or online at tmora.org.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's Coffee Bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
You have lots of choices in the Twin Cities for carpet and air duct cleaning. So don't just call the cheapest cleaners because you think you're getting a deal. You'll pay for it. Call Zero Res with their Gotta Love It guarantee, where they'll work to make you happy, whatever it takes. Schedule your carpet cleaning today and get the Zero Res Summer 3-Room Special. And this month, you can save $50 when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Hi to everyone watching on Facebook. Hello, Facebook. Of course, you can watch the show if you like. It's on Facebook, on AM 950 Radio's Facebook page. Go enjoy their programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the Week, Hazel's Northeast. Head up back there. Great breakfast over there. And, of course, great lunch and dinner options, too. 26 and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. Hazel's Northeast is the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. Gary has been holding, kind enough, is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gear Bear.
I had, years ago, an immigrant from another country told me the American people are the most gullible people there is. And, you know, I was thinking about when you talk about health care, you know, I was paying my own premiums. I retired young, you know. And so I knew what the premiums were. They were about around $250 a month. By the time the 8 years of Bush got done, they went up to $600 a month. So that's how much they went up under W. Plus, he had $2,000 deductibles, and my doctor told me a pill he gave me for an illness I have gave me kidney stones. I had 5 kidney stone surgeries. I got the lowest deductible they let me have. That was Bush that gave us those deductibles. That cost me a total of $10,000. So don't tell me that Obamacare was costing us money. The cost of health care went up a lot less under Obamacare. Covered, what was it, 20, 30 million more people? People with pre-existing conditions. It did a lot of good. And we couldn't do that about the drug companies. They would have killed the whole bill. And we couldn't. They wouldn't let us have the public option or Medicare or anything like that, but it was a big improvement. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Gary. Fired up there. And he should be. And by the way, it's funny because this is what the Republicans want. The Republicans wanted you to lose all your health care. They feel as if health care, they know you're going to take it. That if your child is all of a sudden violently ill because they had a parasite in a vegetable tray, that you're going to go to the hospital. And they know that they have created the laws that no matter what, you will, once you get in debt in the medical industry, you will never escape it. And you will lose your house, you will lose your car, you'll lose anything. And they know that they'll do this because you will do everything in your power to save your child's life. They know this. They are evil bastards, and that is who these people are. And that is what they want, is they want a situation where not only are you in debt, but then your kids in debt, and then their kids are in debt because of grandma's medical bills. That's what they want. They want a healthcare system. The reason why we had to fix the healthcare system wasn't because it was working great. It was it's the best healthcare on the planet, but the accessibility was impossible. And for 90% of this country, if God forbid they had a serious illness, it was either bankruptcy or death. Those were your only two options. And that is not a good system. That is not a good system. And so we tried to fix it, and now they're purposely trying to sabotage it. And the entire time, and when they say to you, well, it was Obamacare, the plan shouldn't have gotten in place. No, the plan was fine. You guys sabotaged it because you didn't want this to work. And right now what they're trying to do is they're trying to destroy the system as much as possible so that we can't ever implement another Obamacare. And I'll tell you what, I think there's a special place in hell personally for these people that sit there and say, you know, I'm not for pre-existing conditions and stuff, but I mean, it's a necessary evil. I mean, these are the people that when they were people asked what happens when you have a poor person who's sick, they scream from the audience, let them die. Because they're Christians. Oh, wait, no, that's the opposite of Christianity. I'm so confused. I'm so confused by these people. Hammer them. Seriously. You know, give them the low blow and send them to the hospital by going after them on health care. They cannot counterpunch it. This is why Republicans overall are terrified of talking health care because they haven't done anything to deliver on it. And so they're trying everything in their power to turn it into, well, you know, this and that, or just elect me. I'm good. I'm a nice guy. These Democrats are uncivil. Here's my favorite line. A person, I saw this weekend. If anyone comes to you and talks about how the Democrats are uncivil, the first thing you should say to them is, say, can you show me on your social media timelines where you condemned Obama being hung in effigy? Because until you can do that, I'm just going to ignore you. I'm going to ignore you because your outrage about civility only started because we're starting to treat you guys one-tenth as bad as you've been treating us. But you little snowflakes, poor little guys, get the little boo-boo, don't you? Speaking of boo-boos, Eric, so over at Bidet Makiska, the lake in Minneapolis, and I probably just – I mispronounced it horribly.
I think you nailed it.
Okay, thank you.
Which is surprising how you –
Considering how I screwed up Smith the other day, wow! You know, make sure we note this day on the calendar. I was over there and I heard something you will only hear in Minneapolis, St. Paul. That real physical fit guy took off with my what's the name of the slack line. That physically fit guy ran off with my slack line. Really? Really, really. Not only did you describe the man as physically an Adonis of a specimen, but he stole your slack line. Slack line.
Yeah, those ropes.
Yeah, because heaven forbid that they don't do enough. Look at me. I'm doing a trapeze between two pine trees over on the lake. Woo, look at me. It's better than the hammock guys. Oh, God, they were out in force. It's like a little coven of them up there in the trees. Like, what are you doing? Don't you have a home? Go home and sleep. What are you doing?
Yeah, you got to go to the park to relax.
I'm going to go to sleep in the park. Really? It's okay. I'm also excited, though, because today starts Hopkins Raspberry Festival. Actually, started on with the Running of the Bulls, where former producer Eric was doing the roller skating after the people down there. It's really kind of an odd thing. You run against people who are dressed up like bulls on roller skates, and you really don't get out alive. But I mean, it's great fun. That's how we kick off Raspberry Festival in Hopkins nowadays. So I got the Raspberry Medallion. Once again, I'm going to find this thing. I've gotten close so many years. I'm going to find this thing. I'm wearing it like Flavor Flav, man, right around the neck for everywhere. For years. Big Jane, what's that? That's my golden raspberry right there. Thank you very much. Clue one of the 2018 golden raspberry is what you quest. And remember, this year you'll need to be best. Look on one side of the Poor Farm Road. That'd be great. But if it's in Harley's direction, it might be hard to locate. All right, I got some ideas reading that. I also did the selfie, and I'll post this up a little bit later on. They do this great thing now where you can do a selfie at the Raspberry Festival. And you can win prizes, too. So they had a selfie today. They got the selfie clue. If you go to Hopkins Raspberry, you know, raspberrycapital.com, you can find all the clues. And there's a clue there for the selfie. You go take it, and you can post it, and then you get a chance at winning prizes. So nice. So I'm excited because this is where I live. I live in Hopkins. I will find this gold coin. I'm going to find it. It's going to be mine. Mine! All of a sudden, I'm turning into the treasure of the Sierra Madre. When did I become there will be blood? I drink it up. I drink up your milkshake. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Since I did mention this story, I want to read this a little bit more because I touched on it with Gail Culp and then, of course, with Gary in Minneapolis. Three Minnesota healthcare plans would collectively take a financial hit, nearly $72 million, from the federal government's decision this weekend to halt risk adjustment penalties under the Federal Affordable Care Act. But a fourth healthcare insurance here could be spared the big payment of nearly $66 million on Saturday. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services cited a court decision earlier this year saying the agency would halt financial transfers under the health law that shifts money to insurers to claim. Basically, what's this is they're using this feeble excuse of a court case to stop doing it. They could still do it. They're just deciding not to. And for 2017, Eagan-based Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota is due about $44.2 million in risk adjustment payments, according to the Star Tribune analysis of federal data. Minneapolis-based UCARE is due $17.2 million, according to the analysis, and Minnetonka-based Medica would receive $10.3 million. Bloomington-based Health Partners, however, is expecting to pay $65.8 million. The National Trade Group for Health Insurance issued a statement Saturday saying the Trump administration's decision threatens the stability of health insurance markets. Risk adjustments are needed. The trade group said, because it helps make the coverage available for patients with costly medical problems by sharing those costs across all insurers. It will create more market uncertainty, increase premiums for many healthcare plans as well, putting a heavier burden on the small businesses and consumers. They're just trying to kill healthcare. I sound like Gollum with my precious on the golden raspberry. Is that what the caller is saying there, Eric? Precious. I have been known that if I catch a nice fish from the side of the boat, and I'll just dive right on in. That's a tasty meal of sushi. Minnesota sushi right there. Yumbo. Thanks for that. I do appreciate that. Precious, my precious golden raspberry. It would have changed Lord of the Rings a lot if it wasn't the ring, it was a golden raspberry. I mean, it would have been a very different...
An improvement, I think.
Frodo, pick up the golden raspberry for me and put it in this envelope, will you? Thank you. It would make a much better film. Now, when we get back to the healthcare here, we're going to kill people. Let's just cut right through it. The Republican Party has decided we don't mind killing off a bunch of people, killing off kids, killing off kids. The Republican Party claims they're pro-life. They're nothing but they're not even close to being pro-life. If you were pro-life, you would be very interested in that baby that was just born having health care. Because under your system, that baby gets born and can have a problem, and some insurance company can label it a pre-existing condition, and that baby has to pay for a lifetime of medical care out of pocket. They will never be able to be successful. They will never be able to go get a decent job. They will never be able to go to college. They are always going to be working or living on the dime because they basically can't afford to get a job. Because if they get a job, then they get lose everything. The Republican Party, Donald Trump, McConnell in the Senate, Ryan in the House, the Republicans in the state, Kurt Daut and Gazelka, they all are the same people. They want you to die because they feel as if health care should be for the privileged only. And don't give me this, well, they don't have any problem with you going to the emergency room. That's, if they did want us to be able to go get health care, they'd make it affordable. They'd make it to where your two options are not death or bankruptcy. Those are not two great options. And you've created this system as you claim to be Christians. As you claim to be Christians, you've created a system where the byproduct is death. Bravo! Bravo! I believe in the party that says to a six-year-old with a very serious form of cancer, we're going to try to get you treatment. We're going to look at those parents and say, you know what? We're going to try to have a cheap healthcare option for you to where you're not losing everything because God forbid you love your child and you want to try to see them live. Healthcare is the issue this year. And Republicans are terrified. And they keep pointing to other Republicans. That's how terrified they are. That the Minnesota Republicans point to the federal Republicans and the federal Republicans point to Trump. And then the Trump points back to the you guys. I don't care. Well, he doesn't care. Trump doesn't care. But at the end of the day, all these Republicans, every single one of them, promised this. When you put them in power, they will get you better health care that will be cheaper. They said cheaper. They said better. They said those two things. And we are a year and a half into their reign of terror. And so far, not only is it not better or cheaper, it's far worse and far more expensive. And it's only going to get worse. Hammer them on this. And yes, you are going to run up against that person. I don't care if I have to pay $1 billion for healthcare as long as it wasn't Obamacare. Well, then you're an idiot and you can't help them. And they're not going to vote Democrat anyway. So just let them stew in their stupidity. Off you go. Bye, bye, bye. Go baste yourself. Now, we, as the Democrats, want people to live and live long, healthy lives because we are trying to help them with health care. And you should have never agreed to Marco Rubio's amendment in the bill, which basically was the poison pill. You should have never allowed that. You should have always been a buy-in option, a single-payer option. That's what it should have been from the get-go. Because this basically allowed, that one rule allowed them to try to undo this all. And none of them want to go on the record as being the vote that does it. Forget about the 19.5% of the country that voted for Donald Trump. Forget about them. 29.9% did not vote. And if you can't get in front of their face and say, hey, are you happy you're going to have to spend $100,000 a year on health care just to have health insurance? And God forbid you actually use it. God forbid you walk into a grocery store or into a gas station and get a vegetable tray that because of malfeasance has a parasite in it. And your kid has a carrot and you're feeling good about yourself because your kid's eating vegetables. And all of a sudden they say, Dad, I don't feel that good. And all of a sudden you realize, no, they're really sick. And you have to say to yourself, well, do we have Christmas this year or do I take Billy to the hospital? Because that's the option. This is just the latest. But once again, it affects everyone outside of the ultra wealthy. Democrats, you can win on this issue. If you can't win on this issue, I can't help you. But this is the issue you hammer them on. Every single one of them. Every one of them. And ask them, what are they doing? What calls have you made? What have you ordered Kurt Dowd to do? What have you ordered your Eric Paulson to do? What have you ordered Jason Lewis to do? What have you asked them to do? Show us. What have you asked them? Anything? At all. Show us the email. Show us the phone call. Show us anything. Nope. Let them die. That should be the Republican motto. Let them die. Look what they've done with the kids on the border. Look, they took babies from their parents and didn't even give each side a receipt. You think they give a rat's caboose about your kid having a serious ailment that requires surgery? They don't care about you. They never have. They never will. That is the Republican Party of America today. And it's the Republican Party of Minnesota, too. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Our weekly Native American talk radio show will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
Kevin Ross here, inviting you to our brand new store called Ambibulous. What does Ambibulous mean? It means one who enjoys alcoholic beverages of all sorts. Ambibulous is a Minnesota maker's market. Unlike traditional liquor stores, we feature only craft beer, wine, and spirits made here in Minnesota. We are ready to guide your selections, where you can build your own 4 or 6 packs. Find us at 949 Hennepin Avenue East in Northeast Minneapolis or online at ambibulousmn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. By the way, a program brought to you by Todd Colet. You can sponsor AM 950 if you so desire. You can. You just go to AM 950. Just give us a call. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. And you can sponsor us like Todd. Now, Todd, of course, the story is he was here, loved the station, and then he moved to Spain. He obviously can't visit some of our sponsors, but he wanted to help the station, so he sponsors us. And Just Folk is the name of his band. Just Folk is working on its fourth album, Grounded. It's the fourth in a series of concept albums, a tetralogy. They are feverishly sending music files between Spain, Montana, and Minnesota to get it done. The release date is in September. In the meantime, free plays and downloads are available for the first three albums, Second Sunrise, In the Middle, and Another Shore, by going to bandcamp.com. And Just Folk on Bandcamp. I'll link to all that a little bit later on. You can listen to those songs, and we'll make sure we let you know about when their latest album comes out in September. Thanks, Todd. Once again, if you'd like to sponsor the station, you can. 952-946-8885 is the business line number. Give us a call. Let us know. We'll give you the details on that. I did want one other element of this health insurance story I wanted to make sure I mention, and that is how it's written. And I ripped on the New York Times this weekend for writing out in their opinion section on Sunday. They wrote, it's like, oh boy, these red state Democrats are sure in trouble with the Supreme Court pick. Oh, they're in trouble. They're so in trouble. Oh, my God, they're in trouble. And I brought it out. I was like, well, when are you guys going to write the story about the blue state Republicans being in trouble? Because I can't remember the last time I read any national media outlet make a point like blue state Republicans are in trouble with this pick. I don't remember that. I don't remember that story. This healthcare story, if this was a Democratic administration, if we had a Democratic president and this came on down, not only would the story be, gosh, that darn Democrats, look what these Democrats have done. These Democrats have hurt you. These Democrats are raising your rates. These Democrats have sure screwed you over. Boy, oh boy, they're really, really bad. And not only that, but then there would be a series of other stories at the Star Tribune. When is Aaron Murphy and Tim Walz and Lori Swanson, when are they going to apologize for what the president did to healthcare? When are the rest of the Democrats in the state of Minnesota going to apologize? When's Ken Martin going to be blubbering for apology? That would be the story. Republicans are in charge, and it's this, oh, well, we don't really want to mention the fact that Trump basically just took this money off the table. We're not going to just mention that, but that's exactly what happened. It's dishonesty. And we've talked about the dishonesty before. And Mike in Columbia Heights, I'll have to get you a call in another day because we're running out of time here. But thanks for the call. But you had the pro-gun rally this weekend. Did you see this? 250 people showed up in Los Angeles. Cricket matches in LA get more people than that. They had dozens in other cities. Meanwhile, they have massive turnouts in other areas. I just mentioned the last big protest in Minneapolis. Media, for the most part, ignored a lot of it. But boy, oh boy, did the media talk about these pro-gun rallies, and no one showed up. I'm getting real tired of the media bias in this country. I was tired of it 10 years ago. Doug Padgett in next. Have a good one. Till tomorrow. See ya.